he heard a student threaten a shooting because he was upset over a headphone ban. And when police went to his house, they found a number of weapons.
They found two AR-15 rifles, two handguns, and 90 high-capacity magazines.
Los Angeles Sheriff Jim McDonnell, an AR-15 is the same weapon used in the Florida shooting. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says it's come up with a new policy on transgender service members.
Secretary of Defense Mattis now has a recommendation for how to handle military service members who are transgender. That's according to a Pentagon spokesperson. The Pentagon also says the secretary has not yet relayed the plan to the president, but is expected to this week. Now, this comes after last year's memo where the president directed the Pentagon to ban transgender individuals from openly serving in or joining the military.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the election has filed new charges against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and aide Rick Gates. The filing has been put under seal, so it's impossible to know if it adds new charges or a new defendant. You're listening to ABC News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
With fear of fascism being on the rise in Italy, its top court has ruled on the legality of the fascist salute.
Italy's highest court has ruled that giving the fascist salute is legal if it's done in commemoration and is nonviolent. The fascist salute was promoted in the 1930s during the fascist period in Italy, when officially, at least, the handshake was banned as bourgeois and weak. The modern Italian state was founded on anti-fascism, and defense of fascism was prohibited. But the court said in certain circumstances, the salute is considered a free expression of thought rather than an assault on democratic values. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
SpaceX has postponed a satellite launch from California. The company says pre-dawn winds were too high for the rocket to take off. It's been rescheduled for tomorrow morning. The latest version of Uber will require you to take a quick walk. Express Pool will give riders going to the same area the common pickup place a few blocks away. Maggie Rulli, ABC News.
Fox Sports trending now.
The NBA is still off tonight for All-Star break, but the league office was active today. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was fined by the NBA $600,000 for his comments on tanking recently, determined to be detrimental to the league. College basketball on FS1 tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Number 3 Villanova hosts DePaul. Eagles wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey had rotator cuff surgery today. He originally hurt it in training camp, according to NFL.com. Could be back by week one. He got a 4-year extension in December. At the Winter Olympics, the women's hockey gold medal match is tonight, USA versus Canada, after 11 p.m. Eastern. Canada's won the last 4 gold medals. U.S. men's hockey was eliminated last night in a quarterfinal shootout against the Czech Republic, which will now face the Russians next. Canada won its quarterfinal 1-0 over Finland. It'll be the Canadian men against Germany in the semis. I'm Steve DeSager.
We are one more.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, a wintry mix, followed by a little light snow, low near 27. Little rain by Thursday afternoon, high of 37.
Cloudy, it's 37 now.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
While we're on the topic of guitar riffs, that was discussed, what, two segments ago? I'm going to bring it back. Okay. I have to bring it back.
Hopefully people still remember, yes.
What's How could they on? Forget?
I don't know. They just might every once in a while. Anyway, what were you saying?
Not everybody listening has a short-term memory,
that's
right?
That's a good point, yes.
I went back-to-back Van Halen. Can't
oh,
go
is
wrong
that
with
Van
that,
Halen again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was Van Halen or Van Hagar,
oh,
but I...
Well, that's the other thing. People got to pick up on that.
I like both. I like Van Halen and I like Van Hagar.
All right.
See, I wonder if that's going to be on the song list at the Rosewood Bridal Expo.
Could be.
Well,
I don't know.
Luckily for us, we've got Marnie Butler here in studio with us to talk about the Rosewood Bridal Expo. Marnie, thank you for coming in. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having us back again. We're really excited.
You can help us with the guitar.
You know what? Maybe we can sneak that in. My friend who's doing the music, actually, last Friday we were sitting at her house picking out songs for the bridal fashion shows, so that was pretty fun. So we have a request for some Van Halen during it. We'll see what we can do.
Nice. Well, I saw that in the Facebook. Yeah, I saw
just
it on the Facebook page. Yeah, the Facebook page showed the mixer there. It was pretty cool stuff. Nice presentation.
I was there till I didn't get home till midnight. We had a lot of work to do.
Wow. That's a fun job, putting songs together, but it can be exhausting. It can be time consuming.
Oh, we worked on other things that day too, but that's okay. There's a lot to it when you coordinate any kind of event, and it just happens to be the bridal show. So,
well, bridal show takes place on March 4th. What are the details here? Two halls of wedding vendors? That's
Two
a lot.
Two halls of wedding vendors. We're almost up to about 40 vendors so far. We do have, if you're interested in being a vendor, you can reach out to me. Go to the Rosewood page on Facebook or go right to their website. You can contact me direct. We do still have some availability. We're really excited. We're excited. The brides are starting to sign up. We need more brides to sign up because we have a great fashion show. Actually, we have two fashion shows. We have at 2 p.m. we have Consider the Dress, who's based out of Fairview Park, coming back. And then at 3 p.m. we have A Bride's Design out of Avon, and they're coming back along with American Commodore Tuxedo will be featured in both shows. And then after the second show at 3 o'clock, that's when we're going to give away the prizes.
Nice.
Everyone likes to win. Everyone likes free. And actually, my business, I want to thank, first off, I'd really like to thank the family who owns Rosewood, Bo Henson and his family, because when I met him, I said, hey, what do you think about doing a bridal expo or bridal show? And he thought I was serious. And then I was like calling him, okay, let's meet. This is our third year. And it's kind of a well-oiled machine at this point. And his daughter, Nicole, you know, her and I are at midnight, 1 o'clock, chatting back and forth on Facebook. Okay, who do we have? What do we need to do? We just know our jobs at this point. And it's really exciting because Bo gives away a hall rental for one lucky bride, and then we'll have another lucky bride that will win a photo booth for my company, which is Lights, Camera, Fun, Photo Booth, and More. And and that's just some of the prizes. I don't even know what we're getting in, but from what I'm hearing, we're getting some good prizes lined up from some of our vendors, so we're really excited about that.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, you say a wedding hall and the photo booth. Those are two essential things, it seems like, at the wedding in this day and age. Obviously, the hall, but the photo booth you see everywhere you go.
And being a vendor, I've been to a lot of events and weddings and halls, and I think Rosewood has some of the best food out there. And I'm not just saying that. And the nice thing, in both halls, they're going to have different types of food to sample. So you can go to one hall and get your stomach full over here and then go to the other hall and try some other stuff. We will have a cash bar if you'd like an alcoholic beverage. Pop and water will be free. We're also, for anyone who comes in with your entourage of your bridal party or dragging the groom in, right? we are going to also have a Chinese raffle where anyone can purchase tickets for that, or 50-50, because a portion of our show proceeds, we do give back into the community. And for the third year in a row, we're giving back to Camp Ideas. They are an organization that works with kids with autism and helps with some special things with that to help them. And then Let's Get Real is an organization that I am actually a board member with, and they are a nonprofit who helps people with drug and alcohol addiction. We know with the opiate crisis, you know, it's like we need help now. And they are the organization that gets those people into detox, into treatment. And then we have a third one that is the Storms Angels Rescue, and they help rescue animals and rehabilitate them and find them new homes. So, you know, they're all great causes, and we want to, you know, raise as much as we can to give back to them in the end. So, you know, that's kind of the nice thing about this bridal show is giving back to the community. And, you know, I can't say anything more about that, you know.
No, it's very cool. Obviously, the fact that you're giving back to the community, a lot of charitable tie-ins. You mentioned that there's going to be a fashion show of sorts.
Yes.
I can't name any names, but I believe Matt Douglas is one of those willing and able to model one of those tuxedos there, huh? From American Commodore Tuxedo. I've just heard nobody can model a tux like Matt Douglas.
That's
what I've heard.
I told you that. You may lose customers if I'm up there modeling tuxes. I got into radio for a reason here.
Right? I was going to say, you're not live on the internet with the camera.
There's no cameras in here, Marnie. There's a reason for that.
I was going to say, you could show us a little bit.
He can twirl like he's on the catwalk.
Nice.
I mean, he can display the cummerbund. He can display bow ties.
And then he sings "I'm Too Sexy" along with
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, it usually costs a little extra money for that aspect. But,
what's that one movie where they're flinging the dollars?
Well, they're making it rain in some form or fashion.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure what that movie is, but yeah, I don't know. I guess if we get the contract out, we'll have to see what happens there.
Get the contract out.
I'm just throwing that idea out there. I mean, if, you know, part of what we're doing here is promoting the event, and that's a good way of promoting the event, though, with the fact that Matt Douglas could be there.
Well, we need to keep it clean, though. No,
I was going to say, this guy actually has modeling experience. So
you both
I think
could
that's
model,
the guy. That's
see?
A good point, yeah.
How did you know that?
You told me.
Did
you
I?
Said it on the air several times.
I didn't realize I put that out there.
That thing right there is a microphone, Bull. It's
it's broadcasting
everyone
to the world.
Yes.
Yeah, that was many, many years ago. Ironically, that was for American Commodore Tuxedo many, many, many years ago. It was for a prom fashion show. But we will move forward. You mentioned that there's going to be food and beverage at
the
this.
Subject there.
You mentioned and food tastings. What kinds of food tastings will be available?
You know what? I leave that up to Bo and his wonderful chef, Laura. I think it's a lot of your main choices that usually get picked. I don't know. I'm not one for in the kitchen and cooking. So, but I'll tell you, nothing's bad in that hall when it comes to their food. Sure. I can guarantee you that. And, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, you're talking about weddings. Of course it's going to be all good, right?
I know. And we have really great vendors. I am so excited. We got some new vendors in the area. I'm still working on bringing in a few more that have not done some of the bridal shows that have been happening in the area. And so that's kind of exciting to me to be able to feature. And I try to find vendors who are local here to the community as much as possible because it keeps our community and our county growing.
Absolutely.
You know, keeps that money right here. Sure. So that's huge.
When you say wedding vendors, what do you mean by that?
We have a few florists. We have event planners.
Okay.
Day of wedding planners. A few different wedding gown dress shops. American Commodore, of course. I have my list.
Essentially, everything
cakes,
that goes into a wedding is going to be there,
cupcakes,
it sounds
like. We've got a couple of hair salon and spas. So bridal makeup, people that do bridal makeup, a couple of spas do, and then we have an individual that does it too. We have a travel agency. We also have a GenFed credit union, which
I
the
love
financial.
That. Yeah. Okay.
Because,
okay. Yeah,
you
sure.
know, weddings aren't cheap. And,
no, that's
you
true.
Know, if you want to have that huge wedding, they could be the perfect person to talk to about, you know, if you want to take a loan out.
Sure.
And really have that dream wedding, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So essentially everything that you need to put together a wedding, you're going to be able to find it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And more. It's crazy. We have bridal registries. We have a newer shop that's out of Amherst, Sandstone Candles. I went into the shop after calling them 10 times, you know. And, you know, there's something unique, but the cool thing about them, a lot of your bridal, you know, your bachelor and bachelorette parties don't want to always go to Put-in-Bay or out to a bar or a strip club. Mm-hmm. They want to find those unique things, especially if they're non-drinkers. So, you know, they've got the perfect situation where that you could go and do something like that together as a group and make candles or, you know, things of that nature. So that's where I try to find those different and unique vendors where, you know, I can appeal to everyone. Oh, and we have Homewood Suites and Holiday Inn Express out in Westlake. So, you know, we've got it lodging, still working on transportation.
Hey. That's part of why you're here, right?
I mean, yeah. Exactly. Still, I'll put it out there. If you're a vendor that is transportation, a videographer, or an ordained minister that can marry people, get a hold of me because we'd love to have you. And these are services that people request, you know, and sometimes it's hard to find the right fit or the availability of the person. They can't do the show because of the date. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And I dig and dig and dig. I start doing this in January, and I'm still going. And I'm feeling the month tick real quick.
Well, it's not that far away.
I know.
About 10
know.
Days away and change, so it's not that far away. Again,
it's
the Rosewood Bridal Expo takes place Sunday, March 4th. And I think what the fascinating part about this is I've learned a lot more about bridal shows, bridal expos, for all the obvious reasons over the last couple of months. It's not just that you're going out there to see vendors, to see what's available. You generate ideas, and a lot
exactly.
of times great deals are offered at these as well.
Right, right. I personally will have a bridal show special, and I'm sure many other vendors will also offer some type of a bridal show special. You know, it just depends on the business, but you're so right to go get ideas, you know, things you may not have ever seen. I did a wedding that had this like clear, like glass thing, and it was called the Honeymoon Fund, and you could, and it set it on the outside. Pinterest, everyone goes to Pinterest for the ideas too. That's a huge place for planning and getting ideas. But the cool thing is people could stick dollars in that instead of like years ago. And I've seen it not so much anymore, the bridal dollar dance. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen that probably. I've been doing my business for 4 years. I think I've seen it maybe 5 times.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
It's really, you know, there's a lot of different trends. The music, from the music to what's popular, keeping the guest entertained, you know, that's the fun thing about like what I do is the photo booth. Everyone goes in it for the most part. And, you know, then the couple also has those additional photos showing how much fun their guests are getting. And, you know, that's where you can almost save on getting those trinkets for the table, take home things. They've got those photos forever. And that's one thing when it comes to photographers, and we have a great photographer, matter of fact. She's someone that went to my church, and I remember when her mom was pregnant with her. So that makes me feel old, of course. But, oh, my gosh, her work is so beautiful, and I'm thrilled to have her. Her name is Brooklyn Media. So, you know, I can't say enough about it. I'm really excited about the quality of the vendors that we have this year, and we're really excited to have everyone. And now we just need those brides to and drag your grooms to come through the door. And I want to say congratulations to you
on
your engagement and upcoming wedding.
Thank you.
And you've been married how long?
3 years we're going on now. 3 years. She moved out to North Dakota with me, and I figured if she was willing to do that, then she was a keeper. So
there
3 years,
go.
2 kids later. Yeah, it's been a great run so far.
There you go.
Yeah, it's somehow, some way, he's made it work over all these
exactly.
years.
More so she. She's had to put up with me more than anything. So
it's a two-way street with the relationships,
though. Sure.
And that's whether you're married or not. me. Indeed. You know, we had this discussion last year. Marnie will never get married. And if she does, it'll be a big secret.
Yeah. She'll like go that. To Vegas. Yeah. She'll spend 24 hours out there and come right back.
Exactly.
And that's perfectly okay. But it's also cool, too, because this is also a nice showcase of all the local businesses in this area, too. I think that's another cool part of it.
Yes, there's a lot of local vendors. There's a few that are not so local, but they're coming, making the trip out to Lorain. And if you don't know where Rosewood Place is, it's over on Oberlin Avenue in Lorain. If you go to the website, Rosewood Bridal Expo, you can follow it there. Follow them on Facebook, Rosewood Place. And then there is an event link, Rosewood Bridal Expo 2018. So we want you to follow and come for the ride and come check everything out and plan, help get some ideas, plan your wedding, visit our vendors, and you know, try and win some really great prizes because we've got a lot of them coming in.
Well, and speaking of, before we let you go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you were kind enough to donate a prize as well. Elaborate, please.
We are going to right now give away a pair of tickets to one lucky winner who calls in. I'm going to let you rattle off that phone number because you know it by heart and I don't.
We always tell you there are benefits to listening to the show.
Exactly.
So by listening to the show, you can win two free tickets. So if you are the, what do you say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, first caller at 440-322-0930, we'll get you hooked up with those two tickets. And for all you guys listening out there, that is a wonderful way to score some points with your bride-to-be.
That's
Let me
right.
just tell you. So
that's right.
440-322-0930. Marnie, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, and good luck to that lucky caller that he picks up the phone for.
All righty. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back right after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Get all the high school results on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up presented by Cleveland Clinic. This week, the guys take the show to Nick Abraham Buick GMC. Tune in or stop by. The games get recapped.
Boy, a tough night for a couple of teams here in southern Lorain County.
The coaches have their say.
We wanted to play tougher opponents to get us ready for our conference.
Be a part of the fun. Saturday morning at 9, the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up, presented by Cleveland Clinic. This week at Nick Abraham Buick GMC. And on AM 930 WEOL and WEOL.com. Every Thursday evening at 6, join WEOL's Tim Alcorn and Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. That's Thursdays at 6 on AM 930 WEOL and WEOL.com.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the sandwich.
Sir, the snack you requested.
Ooh, look at that. Bread and meat and bread again. Oh, by decree of me, the Earl of Sandwich, I shall call it. The sandwich!
Brilliant, sir.
The sandwich was once the next big thing in food. Now, it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Many people in Lorain County are forced to make tough choices. Please consider making a donation to help end hunger in our community. Every dollar donated can feed a family of four. Visit secondharvestfoodbank.org or click the link at WEOL.com.
This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, kind of like a tossed salad. A wintry mix, if you will. With a low near 27. Thursday, little rain by the afternoon, high of 37.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. A nice stock market rally fizzled in the final hour of trading as investors tried to digest the minutes from the January Federal Reserve meeting. Some traders said the Fed minutes didn't incorporate recent signs of rapidly rising inflation, which could make